latest world news headlines.
I'm Steve Miller reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday that his country has tested new nuclear weapons, including a nuclear-powered cruise missile and a nuclear-powered underwater drone. Putin said Russia had also tested a new heavy intercontinental ballistic missile called the Sarmat, with a range and number of warheads exceeding its predecessor that would be immune to enemy interception. His comments came during a State of the Nation speech in Moscow. The Russian president dedicated a significant amount of time to Russian military innovations during his speech. Jan Englund, the special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, criticized the situation in eastern Ghouta.
Humanitarian law was created many generations ago to prevent attacks against civilians, medical facilities, protected people. Eastern Ghouta is devoid of international respect for international law.
A UN Security Council resolution on Saturday demanded a month-long cessation of hostilities to allow aid and evacuate the critically sick and wounded, especially from eastern Ghouta, which has been under siege from 2013. The South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says the transfer of some land from the country's white minority back to the black majority will be handled without damaging the economy, and that there will be no smash and grab. South Africa seeks to address the legacy of apartheid more than two decades after the end of white rule. This is VOA News. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga can